In January, the city launched a new career development program. It's meant to help recently incarcerated people find work. After months of overcoming obstacles ranging from their past to the pandemic, the first class of participants has graduated. As with most celebrations these days, the participants of the Empower Development to Gain Employment, or EDGE program, graduated on Zoom. Most of the 25 graduates already have jobs. 16 have earned a certification, 2 earned their GEDs, and 1 is pursuing a bachelor's degree. The program is a partnership between the city, the Workforce Development Board of Central Ohio, and Elvis, which helps people transition out of prison. It was intended to be an intensive in-person program, 5 months, 5 days a week of job skills training. But the pandemic quickly changed that.
Suddenly, Central Ohio's robust economy came to a halt, and the future of a workforce development program based in classroom learning and credentialing did not look good.
Denise Robinson is the president of Elvis.
The program flipped from being classroom-based to being highly individualized. EDGE staff determined how to provide programming in a way that would work for each client and took into account where each client lived and what resources like computers or smartphones each client had.
She says they taught classes and workshops over Skype or by phone. They connected participants to online certificate training programs. Mayor Andrew Ginther stopped by the graduation to offer his congratulations.
I truly believe that when someone does on their worst day, does not define them forever. EDGE allows for second chances. I believe that your hard work and dedication to this program will give you the second chance you need.
For many participants, it was a long road to get to graduation and an even longer journey to get into the program at all. On a snowy night in February, WOSU visited with EDGE participants like Bobby Tubbs. She said her history of drug use is what kept landing her in jail and prison over and over again. Eventually, she hit rock bottom.
I was so disappointed in myself at that point that I had planned on if I could just get out and get that one less check that I was owed, that I would bond myself out and kill myself. And from that point on, I knew that I didn't want to live the way that I was living.
That's when she found her way to EDGE.
I really didn't know what I was signing up for, but I knew that if it was going to help me change my life and empower myself through gaining work experience or employment, that I needed to be there, because being able to take care of myself is one of the biggest obstacles that I face.
Tubbs said she wanted to gain stability, and eventually she wants to help out other women struggling with reentry.
Like I said, I've been in and out of the institution 6 times, and I never had a safe place, safe people that supported me, or a vision or a purpose for my life. So I believe if you have those 3 things and you can help somebody to get to that, that they'll be successful in their transition.
Participant Clifford Jackson lived in Elvis's residential program while he completed EDGE.
I'm trying to figure out what I want to do, what I want my future to look like as far as my career. That's important for me because I definitely don't want to go back to where I come from.
Like Tubbs, Jackson also struggled with addiction that led to his incarceration. He says he knew it was time for a change, but was afraid of what the future might hold.
I had a little fear, a fear of failure. Alva staff talked to me and just told me, relax, you know, we got you. And that was important. It's just know that somebody cared.
Despite that fear, both Jackson and Tubbs graduated from the EDGE program. Both are employed, despite record unemployment due to the pandemic. Clifford Jackson recently left Elvis's housing and moved back in with his family. While he works his new job, he's completing his Chemical Dependency Counselor Assistant Certification, so he can give back by helping others struggling with addiction. Paige Flager, WOSU News.